I kind of just kind of wait to fill it all on game day. I usually wear sleeves. I kind of roll them up, you know, just to see how it feels in warm-ups. And then after that, if I need to go thicker, then I'll go thicker. But most of the time, I just wear half sleeves. So that'll probably be what I do.
Why do these guys run around with no sleeves on?
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I've learned my lesson in the past, and I'm definitely not trying to be a tough guy when it comes to that. I'm trying to, whatever way I play more comfortable, which would be the sleeves, so I'm going to rock the sleeves out there.
Dante, from your experience with C.J. Mosley at Alabama, just what do you think has allowed him to come in as a rookie and, you know, make the All-Pro team and have the success he's had?
You know, C.J.'s a really athletic linebacker, and he's gifted. I mean, he's really smart. I could tell that, you know, back in college, I mean, just the way that he picks up things a lot quicker than others. And I feel like that might be one of the reasons why he's played as well as he has. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's a great football player. But whenever you can anticipate things coming, you know, which is what he does. And I think that's one reason why he's been able to play the way he has.
CJ's probably experienced something similar to you going to the Patriots as going to the Ravens. It's a franchise with a lot of history and a lot of tradition. As a young guy, and even now, do you feel like there's a responsibility to kind of uphold the tradition that was set here before you?
Most definitely. I mean, there's a lot in both organizations, but, you know, I can only speak for this one. It's the only one I've been a part of. But, you know, a lot, especially in that linebacker corps, you know, with Brewski and Willie Mack and Vrabel. I mean, there's a lot of guys, you know, who's been in that role. So, I mean, sometimes there's a lot of pressure, but I mean, you know, with the setup that, you know, we have here, it was always, you know, an older guy for you to learn from. You know, in that case, it was Mayo for me. So, you know, it's not as much pressure. It's a lot easier, you know, having that older guy, you know, kind of walk you through things.
Dante, what do you see your most important duty to be come Saturday?
You know, definitely want to stop the run. I mean, I know these guys want to come in and they're going to want to run the ball. You know, they have a great running back and a really good offensive line as far as, you know, rushing concerns. You know, they do a good job. You know, receivers, you know, Steve Smith, you know, Owen Daniels comes in and, you know, they're all willing to block. So, you know, definitely want to be able to stop the run, you know, coming in Saturday and make those guys one-dimensional.
What's the challenge of defending that stretch run?
The stretch run is definitely, you know, a big play for them. They've had a lot of success with the great offensive line they have, you know, especially, you know, Yonda, you know, running behind him. You know, just going to be, you know, to get off blocks. You know, Forsett does a great job, and so does Pierce as far as, you know, getting yards after contact. So everybody's just going to have to get to the ball and, you know, play hard up front as far as the front seven goes.
What is the challenge of getting off a cut block, though? I mean, obviously that's one of their fortes and what they do in that zone blocking scheme. What do you have to do to counter that?
It just starts with, you know, playing fast and being alert, you know, knowing what they want to do as far as, you know, front side and back side goes. And, you know, just getting work out of the practice, whether it be drills or, you know, just us doing something, you know, after practice, whether, you know, it's linebackers and defensive line.
Is this team a trash-talking group defensively? And the reason I ask, it always seems like on their side, like Steve Smith seems to get going the more he's able to talk and people are able to go back and forth with him. So, I mean, do you guys converse with the other team?
I mean, you know, we're not really ones to start it, but, you know, we're not going to back down. We're obviously not going to do nothing stupid, you know, try and avoid, you know, the 15-yard penalties or whatever, but I think the best answer to that is, you know, we're going to talk in between the plays.
Dante, have you been surprised how much Joe Flacco has been on the move this year and his moving ability and how much you have to watch for that on Saturday?
You know, Flacco is one of those guys who kind of have deceptive speed. You know, a lot of people don't expect him to move the way that he does. You know, a lot like Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. I mean, they sometimes, you know, they're not looking to run, but, you know, they're able to make plays longer. And, you know, Flacco does a really good job of that. And those receivers and tight ends do a great job of getting open downfield. So, you know, definitely going to have to, you know, contain him and, you know, make sure he's not able to, you know, roll out and be able to throw up a shot downfield.
Owen Daniels has been kicking around the league for a little while, and it almost seemed as if, you know, petered out when he was finishing up in Houston. But what are your impressions of him right now with Baltimore this year?
You know, I definitely feel like he's, I guess, somewhat of a security blanket. You know, Flacco really trusts him. a lot of go-to situations. You know, he kind of looks for Daniels a lot. And, you know, I definitely respect Daniels for what he's done, you know, ever since he's been in the league. He's definitely become one of those craftier, you know, vets who, you know, can push by or, you know, get a push off here and, you know, just throw different things to false set techniques. So, you know, definitely got to respect him and, you know, take care of him as far as the passing game goes.
Dante, you've obviously played in big games in college at Alabama. How much does that experience, playing on the national stage, playing for national championships, help you come NFL playoffs?
You know, honestly, those are, you know, almost two completely different things. But, you know, in my mindset, at the end of the day, I mean, football is football. And, you know, big players got to show up in big-time games. So, you know, more or less, I mean, it's just more of, you know, just going out there and executing, getting the game plan down and just going out there and playing hard.
Do you keep up with Courtney and some of the Alabama guys on the Ravens?
Yeah, we try to stay close throughout the season and offseason.
Is it, do you guys keep quiet this week and leading up for it?
I mean, just a couple of texts, you know, joking back and forth, but you know, not nothing too serious.
What's your take on the role that they've kind of taken on with the Ravens this season?
No, I definitely I feel like they both have done their fair share as far as, you know, helping out that defense, whether it's you know, Mosley making a big play, you know, guarding a running back or a tight end, or Courtney getting pressure on the quarterback. So I'm definitely you know, keeping eyes on, you know, those guys as far as, you know, their success and what they're doing.
Do you still use Gerard as kind of a sounding board?
Most definitely. You know, a guy that's been in this defense for as long as he's been in, and, you know, a lot of games, you know, big games he's played in, a lot of big plays he has. And, you know, we all still stay pretty close. You know, we'll run by him, we'll catch film. He'll, you know, throw pointers out there and, you know, different things. Because, I mean, he's ran this defense for so long. So, you know, me, him, and Jamie, you know, we're always still, you know, picking each other's brains as far as, you know, different perspectives on things.
Do you feel for him not being able to be part of these huge games over the last 2 years? I know you guys are real close. You must have some sympathy for him in that regard.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, Mayo's a great player, and he means a lot to this team and this organization. So, but, I mean, he's not taking it for granted. You know, he's still – you know, what little he can do as far as, you know, off the field, you know, as far as his, you know, film study, or, you know, giving us actual notes that, you know, maybe he's watched the game a week or two in advance that we haven't, and he's seen some things. So, you know, he's still in our ear, in our back pocket. So, you know, he's still out there with us.
Vince said that his confidence in you and Jamie is at an all-time high. How has he helped you get to that position where you guys, he trusts you and you trust him in the front?
As far as me and Jamie?
Yeah, how has Vince helped you and Jamie?
Okay, a lot. You know, last year in this spot, we weren't able to, you know, have as much meat, best way to say it, in the front. And, you know, Vince helps a lot, you know, especially having an older guy, a veteran guy that knows the game as well as he does. I mean, it slows everything down. You know, it slows the offensive line from, you know, getting on top of us, because, I mean, nobody's just going to leave, you know, Vince Wilfork single blocked at all. So, you know, he helps a lot, you know, as well as Silver and Branch and, you know, Chris Jones as well.
How would you describe how your defense has evolved this season?
I definitely feel like we're able to use, you know, a lot of people as far as versatility goes. You know, we have DBs, you know, rushing more. We have defensive ends dropping in coverage. So we were able to do a lot of different things that we weren't able to do last year. As opposed to now, you know, we have more pass rushers in there now. We have a lot of guys dropping, and we're able to understand the game, so we're all interchangeable. So, you know, maybe if we're misaligned, we're able to correct it. Because, you know, as far as versatility goes, it's not just by, you know, rushing or dropping or running the guy man-to-man. It's also knowing, you know, what all 11 people are doing out there. And I definitely feel like the 11 people that's put out there on defense, I feel like we all play well together. We have a lot of chemistry.
Thank you, Johnson. Yeah.